winning while developing your own rhythm, going at your own tempo, your own pace, is ultimate flex. Nobody can tell you nothing. When you're winning and you're doing it in your own pace, your own way, you understand, not comparing yourself to others, not on society's hamster wheel, because you know how society is. They tell us, do this by this certain age. They give us this one blueprint and then we're racing because we've tied our value to these metrics and these timelines that may not actually align with who we truly are. And one of the first steps to becoming successful is breaking through all of that and then defining success for ourselves. You understand? Because again, the ultimate flex is winning in life and doing it at your own tempo. Nobody else's, you understand? Your own way. Even if people are ahead of you, you're like, it's all good. I'm on my own journey. I'm feeling good about where I am. I'm feeling good about what I'm doing in this season. I am present. I honor the past. I'm excited for the future, but there's nowhere else I'd rather be than just right here. And that is the secret sauce, my friend. Sometimes you have to be like, yeah, the wealth that I want and the joy that I'm looking for, oh, I can feel it. I can feel it. It's here for me right now. I can feel it. The wealth that I want and the joy I'm looking for. You literally got to be like this sometimes. You got to be rubbing yourself like, hey, it's all over me. I can feel it. It's on its way. And once you got that feeling right there, you know you can breathe, you know you can relax and apply your energy in the direction that matters. But the first way to win at your own pace is by redefining what success, because what success is for me is not the same for you. What success for you is not the same as your best friend or your mother or your cousin, you understand? And a lot of us may not actually know what we want in life, and guess what? That is all right. I am somebody who has always said, how do you explain something that's never been done before? You know, when I was 16 years old and my school counselor asked me, what do you want to do with your life? And it wasn't like a question out of curiosity. It was a question with pressure. Like, you better have this figured out, young boy. And I was offended. Legit, I was offended. Like, how are you going to ask me this question? I'm only 16 years old. I've left the country maybe once or twice in my life. The world is so big. I've yet to have so many experiences that are going to allow me to learn more about myself. All I know is like the typical career paths that you have presented to me, and none of those are resonating for me. So I don't know. And she didn't like that answer. But for me, I just knew intuitively that I didn't have to know. We need to define success on our own terms. And if we don't know what that looks like, it's fine. Then we focus on, what does that feel like? What does success feel like for you? For myself, it feels free because I value freedom in life. But that's not enough. I can't just say I value freedom. What does that mean to value freedom? Does it mean I just want to say whatever I want at the top of my lungs any single moment? Like Kanye? No. To me, freedom is the freedom to pivot in life, go where I need to go, apply my energy in different directions. I love being able to rest when I need to rest. You know, I had 21 different jobs by the time I was 21 years old. So I learned fast that structure, although great for many people, for me, it just wasn't going to work. I need freedom. I need a Wednesday to myself if I want a Wednesday. I need a year to myself, really. If I want, I work hard so I can grant myself time, like a whole year, to step back. That is what freedom is to me. Freedom to me, or success to me, isn't having this one singular career. I don't even like having a career. I never identified with having a career. And you may feel me on this. For me, I've always been like, listen, I lean into my curiosity. I develop skills throughout life, and somehow these different skills weave together into different positions and offerings for the world. And then as I grow, new interests spawn and I go in different directions. I go wherever I feel like the universe or life is pulling me. And that's what I value in life. So that is success to me. You know, I could get a job offer, let's say, as like, I don't know, a radio host making 5-8 million a year in Ohio. Now, I know that would probably never happen, especially in Ohio. But I would turn that job down. Even though it's a lot of money, I would turn it down. Why? Because it robs me of the freedom I desire. I want to maybe go to Japan for 18 months and study how to make chairs under a Japanese craftsman. Then I may want to go to Jamaica and just cleanse my body for fun. You know, that's success for me. So if you don't know what success looks like, focus on the feeling. What does success feel like? And just embody it, you know, focus on that feeling. And you will know as you move through life, when you are presented with opportunities, you will know what aligns for you and what doesn't. Because on your journey, there's going to be many things that look good, that look amazing, that sound great on paper, but it's not meant for you. That's why winning in life and going at our own pace also requires knowing ourselves deeply and be willing to learn about ourselves and audit ourselves. You know, this past week, I actually just took like the week off just to clarify my next 24 months and how I'm feeling and the direction I want to go. And I had mega revelations about myself, understanding even my own pace and how I want to work. You know, I'm the type of person who I like to go full speed, all in my work, all in my creations. Let's say it could be like 6-10 months. And then I like to just step back. Not because I'm burnt out, just because I'm like an all or nothing kind of guy, you know? But that's like my tempo. That's my pace. So I already know I can't design a life that requires me to be on 24/7, 365 all year round, 5 years in a row. No. I know I can't design a life where I have 50 employees who rely on me, because I may be like one day, hey, shut the YouTube channel down. I'll come back if I want to. That's just what I know about myself. So I design a life in favor of that. So we have to be honest with ourselves. It's very easy to watch someone who's famous or rich or successful and hear them say something and be like, okay, I have to do what they're doing. Or look around to our friends and then compare ourselves. But you may have some friends that are like some powerful generators. Like they are just able to work 24/7, 365 a year. Like their art is just building different businesses. They can do 5 things at once. But you may be somebody who just operates on a whole different tempo. Yes, you can work hard. You have beautiful gifts. You apply yourself. But you may also need deep rest, intentional rest, you know? You may need romance in your life. You may need time just to have conversations with strangers. And that is productive for you because it's fueling you in so many different ways that come back into your work. So we have to be honest with ourselves if we're going to define our own pace. My pace is not the same pace as like a Alex Hormozi. Alex Hormozi's life, although like I listen to him and I get a lot of advice from him and a lot of good ideas, but I would also say like a lot of it I reject, because I'm like, if I had your exact life, the way you live your life, I'd be depressed. You understand? So you got to know yourself, because another person's success could be the very thing that makes you depressed. You understand? Oof. I just felt that right there, you know? Imagine working so hard, building a life that looks great on paper, and now you're living it and you hate your life. You're making money, but you value freedom and you're stuck. You have too many responsibilities, or maybe not enough response, whatever it may be. So knowing ourselves, taking time, taking that solitude, you know, journaling, observing ourselves, noticing where we show up very well and where we fall short, understanding our abilities, our gifts, and where they are best needed, suited, and respected. You have to remember that there is no right or wrong way to move in life, you know? As long as you're moving with your heart, your mind, your spirit into everything that you do, your way is going to be the best way. If you have that courage, and that's what it takes to define a life on your own pace and still win, it takes courage. It takes doing something that's going to be looking different than a lot of other people, and you may be met with resistance because people will say, that is not the way. But that's where your intuitive wisdom comes in, where you know yourself and you know what aligns for you and what doesn't. One of the most beautiful things you can do in life is actually quit. It's to quit something that no longer aligns for you. Now, often everyone says, don't quit, never quit. I always say, never quit on yourself. That's like the one model I've made. And truth is, not quitting on myself means I may have to quit this YouTube channel one day because it no longer aligns for me, right? Quitting it doesn't mean I've failed, but if I stayed and it didn't align, it means I quit on myself, even if I was becoming more and more successful in it, right? So that knowledge of ourselves, having that courage to know what aligns for us. Because again, you're going to have so many beautiful opportunities in your life, too many to count, and you're going to have to say no. Just like if you get married, you can only choose one person. Unless you're like Neo or Nick Cannon or something like that. But you know, you can only choose one person, which means you have to say no to the whole world and say yes to one. And for your own life, for your own success, for your own dreams, for your own work, for your own creations, it's the same way. You're going to have to say no to a lot of different things and honor your way, even if that way seems so irregular and it's never been done before. But you've never been done before. Like, you're the first one to be here on this planet in your body with your name, with the exact fingerprints on the tip of your fingers. You are 101. You have to trust that if you're putting in the work and you're owning in on your skills and you're expanding and you're willing to learn and you're leaning into curiosity and you're seeing the destination in every single step, right? You're not telling yourself, I'm going to be happy when, but you're saying, I'm going to be happy while. Then you need a trust in your journey and things will take care of itself. Because winning in life and defining your own pace takes deep trust. Deep trust in the journey, you understand? Everyone's going at one speed and you're like, that's cool, that's fine. You're gonna have to drop the pride, the ego, right? Sometimes we're trying to race to the finish line because we're trying to beat our friends or we're trying to prove something to everybody else, and you may race in the wrong direction just to get that validation. But owning in on your own pace and still winning means you get your validation from right here because you have defined success on your own terms. Again, one person's success may be another person's depression. I remember when I was like 20, you know, I grew up with this one kid and like we were best friends and then we kind of fell apart. And he went to university and his parents would like brag to mine about how he's in university. And they used to actually like talk down on me, like basically trying to say I'm a loser because I didn't go to university and I was going in a creative path. But I ignored that, right? You have to tune it out because a lot of people are just judging your first few steps, not your heart. If I took that negative critique and I was like, I'm going to prove them wrong, and I went into a direction for immediate validation and I went and joined university, right, to approve to give my mom some type of weaponry against them, they'd be like, hey, look, my son's doing the same thing. I would have missed out on such a beautiful journey of life that I've been having, went in a direction that wasn't for me and had to turn all the way back around. Fast forward later in life, they continued to kind of brag and be like, hey, my son makes this much money, not even knowing I make five times that. I'm like, I make five times that. And I did it off my own pace, off my own thing. You understand? So that's why our validation has to come within. You have to be able to drop the ego and pride. You have to be willing to be behind, like looking like you are behind. Other people are ahead of you, but you know that you're owning in on your own pace, trusting in your journey. If you have to, close down Instagram for a season if it's really bothering you, if you're comparing yourself too much, so you can truly appreciate your own journey and wake up in the morning and enjoy the simple things like a cup of tea and enjoy the growth you've been doing. Like, I was watching a video of mine the other day from a couple of years ago and I was like, oh man, you speak way better on camera. Like, I thought you were good back then, but now I realize you sucked. And I know 3 years from now, I'm going to say the same thing about this video right here. I'm going to be like, man, you suck, because we're literally owning in on ourselves. Some people may be racing straight to the finish line to get the reward, but you realize the reward is right now, present. You understand? Owning in on yourself, learning about yourself, growing, moving at your own pace doesn't mean that you're slow. It means that you're preparing yourself to receive everything that you know is coming to you. Like I always say, the wealth and everything like that, it's mine already. Big wealth. But just like my mentor Bob said, he said, richness, I don't have that type of richness in life. And Bob had a lot of money, but he defined richness as the richness in his music, his connections, his impact with the world, the fact that he could play soccer with his family and his boys in Kingston, Jamaica, or in Europe. His richness was life, you understand? That's how he defined success. And the funny thing is, when you move with that type of intention, the amount of space you open up for so many blessings to pour in. Think about Bob. He didn't even worship money and still to this day makes tons of money. And he's not even on the planet. His grandkids are eating because of him. And he didn't even worship money like that or rewards like that, because he defined success on his own terms and went for it. That's the intention. That's the beauty of owning in on you and knowing what is aligned for you. It's so easy to get caught up these days because there's so many testimonies online of people doing it. You may see someone who's 20 years old, married, just bought their first house, and you're still living with your parents, and now you feel depressed about yourself. You may see another creator who has the same amount of followers as you, and they say, I made $4 million this year. And you're like, damn, I made this much. And now you're comparing yourself. Own in on your own journey. You understand? Sometimes you got to put those blinders up and see the beauty of right here, right now. Knowing we're doing it on our terms and we're going to win. Because winning in life and doing it in your own pace is the biggest flex. Even with like making money, I realized for me, I love making money in these big... I looked at my life and I like go through these seasons where I make tons of money and then it like slows down. And in the past, what I would do is I would just expect to make the same amount every year and I would elevate my lifestyle as well. So now I need to maintain this new lifestyle. And I realized that's not actually how I want my pacing to be. I want to be able to just afford myself time. So when I come into more money, I'm investing more, I'm saving more, and I'm saying, hey, this money here, we are gifting ourselves time. Maybe we want to take 2 years off to explore a new craft. You know, me, I know every year I don't want money to be the main motive. Some years I'm making tons of money. Some years it's not on my agenda. That is my tempo. Some people want to focus on money every year and scale it up every single year. And that's beautiful too. That's their tempo. But you have to understand yours. And again, it comes down to deep intuitive wisdom, crafting that, slowing down. Intuition speaks in silence. So knowing that voice, asking yourself what's aligned, do audits on yourself. Does this still align? One time I wanted to be a music video director. Do I want to be a music video director anymore? No. Then I wanted to be a massive YouTuber, and I am doing that right now, but is that my end all be all? No, it's not. Again, I could do, maybe I'm like designing chopsticks 4 years from now. I don't know. But that's how I move in life. And you have to pay attention to the patterns. If you notice every year in the winter time, like you're just in a different energy, maybe that's a season where you need to slow down and honor that season instead of trying to force yourself to do so much. So work in a way where you can gift yourself that time and space, and then trust that your intuition is leading you in the right direction, you know? Winning in life and doing it at your own pace is one of the best flexes ever. The secret to long-term success, I truly believe, is defining success for ourselves. And sometimes it's not about what it looks like, but it's about what it feels like, right? If you think of success, maybe you feel love, you feel connection, you know, you feel freedom, you feel maybe abundance, maybe you feel challenge, you want to be challenged. So that shows you that you need to be in a workplace that challenges you. Maybe you feel stability, right? If you feel stability, now you know success for you should feel stable. Family, right? Maybe a singular career that, you know, you can build on and own to the end of times. And that is beautiful. For me, that would be hell, because I value freedom. I kind of want to float. You know what I'm saying? I want to live in this country for a while, do this. I want to get into different creative tasks, different projects. That's just how I am. I've been doing that my whole life so far. I don't have a career. I will never identify with a career. I have skills. I have skills that I craft and I use them in different ways as I move through life. And I kind of just fill the gaps and go where I'm needed. And that is success to me. And I've defined that on my own terms. And it feels good. You understand? So you done know in hindsight, everything gonna be all right.